the Voice America Variety Channel.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great show we've got for you today. First of all, let me thank all of you for tuning us in, turning us on. And many of you have been with us for the entire 10 years. And so thank you for doing that. This is our 10th year anniversary. As I say, just about every show, I think Chad would probably agree with me, just about every show that I do here on this network, since this is one of our first internet flagship stations we were on. A call that happened almost 10 years ago now. That call that happened almost 10 years ago now is the thing that got the whole ball running. You know, I was one of these folks that, first of all, didn't even understand that you could have a presence like this. And later on found out that it was becoming the new venue to get your message out there. You know, something that took the place of what people call traditional talk radio. What that has come to mean these days, traditional talk radio, it falls into a couple different categories. And one of the categories it falls into is political talk radio. The other one that it falls into, you know, is a category that's called public talk radio. But what's happened is, in this 10-year period, when I got that call to start this show, I wanted to do a show that I call now positive talk radio. And that is what we do. You know, we will talk about everything from sex to spirituality, but it's the way we talk about it. You know, it's talking about the things that matter most to help each and every one of you take your life to the next level. You know, we're so thrilled to be doing this, you know, broadcasting on over 300 stations now and averaging 2.7 million hits a month on the Dr. Pat Show website, and that is because of all of you. We want to thank you, and it's because of shows like this and because of the folks that I get to talk with. That's why this show has been so important. I'm simply the facilitator. I'm bringing you the people that are changing the world. Today, my special guest, Kathy Freston, is one of those people, changing the world in so many different ways. One of the things that Kathy does is looks at what I love to talk about, body, mind, and spirit approach to health. 10 years ago, if you'd have done a show like this and you'd have said spirit anywhere, you know, you probably would have gotten a few sideways looks at you. But that's not the paradigm now that's being created, thanks to people like Kathy, who have said yes to claiming a holistic approach to life. You know, the book that I have in front of me is her latest, called The Lean and Simple. And, you know, this is a revolutionary 30-day plan for healthy, lasting weight loss. And we're going to talk about this for a minute. We're going to talk about why she's been so successful and what is it that is underneath this person that shows up on radio, television, is in O Magazine, on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, you name it. She has been out there as one of the premier faces and voices of holistic body, mind, spirit approach to health and happiness. And you know what we're learning, folks? We are learning that this is the way to go. Kathy, thank you for joining us here today. It is so great to have you on the show. I have so much to you about. I don't even know where to start.
thank you so much for that great introduction.
You're welcome. Here's what I love to start with. Let's start with you. And what I mean by that is a question that I love to ask folks. You know, I've just read to everyone just a snippet of what your life is like, what your passion and your vision has been like. But here's the question. What are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you personally had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, my gosh, there are lots. The first one I would say is that when I started to think about consciousness and how it's applied to the different areas of your life, I came up against my own walls, my own resistance. So, you know, I had written my first two books about relationships and how to understand the greater purpose of the relationship, not just how to get a relationship and how to make it thrive, but understanding what the deeper meaning of that is. And so I explored that, and as I moved into my third book, I expanded the content to not only being relationships, but health and wellness, a sense of spiritual well-being, and applying that consciousness to all the things that I did. And one of the things that came up for me was that I didn't really have much awareness around food. I didn't really think about how it was produced, how it got to my plate. There was really no consciousness applied to it whatsoever. You know, was I living by my values of kindness and compassion and mercy and just those basic things that were important to me? And so that was a big problem, you know, because I loved the food that I ate, which was burgers and fries and ribs and fried chicken and cheese and all of those things. And so when I looked a little more deeply at how they were produced, I realized that, no, there was not mercy and compassion and kindness applied to those foods. And so I kind of came up against my own hypocrisy. And so that was a big deal for me. That was one of the first really big obstacles that I had to get through. I just thought, okay, Kathy, you were writing about this stuff, and you say you want to walk the walk, but how big are your cravings, you know, and how much does that outweigh what your principles are, your values are? So I really had to challenge myself, and that's how I started moving away from eating animal foods. I began to lean into a healthier lifestyle, and what I find is to be a holistic approach to food, being that it's healthy for my body, it's healthy for the environment, it's healthy for the sense of my soul or spiritual well-being, and it's certainly healthy for the all the beings that are affected by my choices.
Yeah, you know, I'm listening to what you're talking about, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, isn't she talking about most of us right now? And you know, one of the things, look, here's the thing I love about what you said, and I think you heard me, Kathy, talk about the fact that, you know, we got this gig going 10 years ago, and it's because I dialed the wrong phone number and I didn't hang up. I mean, imagine, that's how this radio career started. Was never supposed to be on my plate. But here's what I love about what you said. There's so much of, we are so able to get information now that mm-hmm. years ago you couldn't find out how food mm-hmm. was being made.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's kind of like,
we didn't have awareness, and that yeah. was that felt good. There's a reason they say ignorance is bliss. It's true. You know,
it is.
It's a burden to know what goes on behind closed doors, because once you know it stays with you. And you are absolutely right. 10 years ago is when things only just started changing. You have the internet that's starting to show all these undercover videos of what happens to animals in slaughterhouses, and you know, the abuses that happen on factory farms, and so I mean, I had books on my bedside table like Diet for a New America, and I wouldn't crack them open because every time I did, it was like, oh my God, I can't think about that. But I think that there comes a point in your life, and I love that you talk about this so much, that you either become part of the change that you want to see, or you decide to remain asleep. And that is it's a pivotal time in your life, and I think you can feel it, and I certainly felt it. And, you know, one of the things that I love that Martin Luther King said was that one of the great, and I'm totally paraphrasing, one of the great tragedies is that when we stay asleep during these big cultural shifts that are happening in the world, and that is just such a travesty and a tragedy. And I thought, I want to be a part of the positive change. I want to challenge myself. And that challenge, I do feel like the bigger the challenge, the greater the reward, you know. And for me, food was a big challenge because I loved my food. I loved the community that I felt with my family, with the people that I grew up with, the traditions that we had of Thanksgiving and ice cream sundaes and barbecued ribs and all of that stuff. But if I wanted to see the world become a more benevolent place, then I felt like, okay, Kathy, let's see what you got here. And that was a turn in the path for me that I feel sort of liberated me in a way. It made me feel like, okay, I'm actually being part of a positive shift. And that sort of empowered me and gave me a new level of self-esteem I hadn't experienced before.
Yeah, I am. This is going to be such, this is a great show already. This is really a great conversation. I want to just tell everybody out there, you know, I'm so jazzed to be talking to, International New York Times bestseller Kathy Freston, you know, The Lean, a revolutionary and simple, and I love that, 30-day plan for healthy, lasting weight loss. Let me ask you this question about body, mind, spirit, because you heard me talk about that. You also heard me, I'm sure, say that, you know, for me, when I started this 10 years ago, right here on this network, this is an internet. Now it's the largest internet network in the world. But when we were starting out, there was nobody in 2003 listening to internet radio. I know you know that, right?
Yep.
We'd be going like, hey, anybody out there? But here's the thing I want to ask you. I knew from the get-go I had to be talking about body, mind, spirit in a way that wasn't being talked about. You're talking about this now. It's embedded in what you do. You know, mm-hmm. It's embedded in, you know, seven spiritual steps and finding the right relationship. I mean, this is just as much a part of you as this very book we're going to talk about here today. What was the light bulb that went on for you, and when did it go on about the holistic approach to this? Is this something you've always been, Kathy?
Well, that's a good question, and I think for me that this approach was born out of dissatisfaction and a sense of maybe longing for something, a sense of wanting something that made me feel good. I just couldn't feel good in my life. I had had an earlier career of trying to be a model and, you know, really did not do well with that at all. And my self-esteem was so low. I, you know, always felt like I was overweight and unattractive. And I never felt like I could fit in. I had issues with relationships. And I realized that this is something that we all go through. We all want something better for our lives. We all struggle with basically the same things, you know. There's such a common thread that runs through all of us, and it could not be approached by just simple psychology. It could not be approached just by changing the food that we eat. It couldn't be approached just by, a spiritual or a soulful endeavor or ethical endeavor, however you want to put it. It was sort of a little bit of everything. It takes a little bit of everything to push yourself forward on an evolutionary scale. And that's why I just started exploring all these different avenues, because I just wanted to feel good. I wanted to feel happy. I wanted to feel fulfilled, and I wanted to feel on purpose in my life. And that required that I not only look at my health, but I also look at my effect in the world and my vocation and my ethics and everything. And so that's why I've always tied all of this stuff together in all of my books.
I love it. For those of you out there, Kathy Freston joining me here today. The book is called The Lean. When we come back, guess what? Hail to the kale. We're going to be talking about some of the breakthrough ideas, things that each and every one of us should know about. You know, what is it about this approach to how we nourish ourselves? I don't even want to call it a diet. And Kathy doesn't call it a diet. But this is about a lifestyle, a way to look at your life, a way to nourish yourself, a way to fuel your body, your mind, your spirit. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you know, we're going to talk about the book. We're going to talk about the 30-day plan. And what is one of the most important things that each of us should know we should do. And guess what? Doesn't cost very much to get it going. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com, where we have 24/7 broadcasting for you on the things that matter to you. And on the Dr. Pat Show, you're going to find, it's true, 10 years of archives sitting over there. They're absolutely free to all of you. There's no membership involved. You know, this is our way to pay it forward. Hopefully today in the conversation I have with Kathy Freston, you're going to hear something in this show that's going to say, you're going to say to yourself, "Ooh, I got to go find out more about this." You know, I was so inspired by Kathy and what she had to say. I do believe I can change my life. And that's really our hope. That's our vision. You know, that's what we want to make sure all of you out there know about us. You know, we're here to help you take that next step in your life, because I know what it's like to be like that in my life where I couldn't take any action. Kathy's joining us here today. This is a paperback. It's out, The Lean, Revolutionary and Simple 30-Day Plan for Healthy, Lasting Weight Loss. And I want to make sure you go to Kathy's website, kathyfreston.com. And you'll be able to find out more about Kathy. You'll see the book there, see some videos, you know, interview on Charlie Rose, the talk, Ellen, and just have a blast checking out all of the amazing things that she's got going on, you know, the tips, the blogs, the articles, books, CDs, you name it. And there's just about everything there that you could possibly want to take that next step to change your life for the better. Kathy, thank you so much for just chatting with me today. You know, before we get into that one thing that I was talking about before, what is the life of Kathy Freston like today? I mean, what is this that has so made you so passionate, that underpinning that eats away at your soul, that thing that pulls you forward? What is it that, you know, puts that amazing, you know, stride in your step every day about the work you're doing and the life you live?
That's a great question. You know, I was sitting at a dinner party one night many, many years ago, and everyone was talking about the current events that were going on, the wars that were happening, the environmental damage that was going on, just the politics that had gone so crazy. And someone at the table said, you know what? We don't have a prayer. We don't have a prayer. And I thought to myself, wow. What is a prayer? It's a petition. And I thought, well, we are the prayer, right? I mean, if we want to see things change, we're going to be the ones who have to change things, because there's free will in the world, you know? And it really fired me up to think that how can I live my life in a way that my life is a constant prayer? And how can I live my life in a way that I am constantly and consistently committed to being a force for a shift, a transformation? And that is what keeps me up at night, because I think, if not us, who? There's free will, you know? Right. And if enough of us are just asleep and willfully ignorant and we just don't care, there's enough, you know, insanity and darkness in the world that we can go to a very, very dark place. But I find it so incredibly exciting and empowering to think that we can actually be a force for making the culture go forward, for helping our current, you know, place in the world to evolve into a kinder, better place. I find that to be very, very exciting.
Yeah.
The sense of personal responsibility that sort of moves into a cultural responsibility.
I love this conversation, because you're absolutely right. One of the things I was talking with Dr. Amit Goswami last night, and you know, he's the gentleman that was in What the Bleep. You know, now he has a book out and a film out, you know, that talks about the quantum activist. And we were talking about something you just said that was so important. This is what I love about the nature and the complexity and the change of the conversations that I get to have these days, is you're talking about a sense of responsibility, which really does equate to a sense of empowerment. And this is really the paradigm bump we're getting. You know, people used to think empowerment and entitlement kind of went together. You know what I mean? But now we're really clear about the element of responsibility. And I think what you said is so important, because, you know, we have to become clear about responsibility, because the things that we thought we were entitled to are no longer there, especially around food. You know, we think that, oh my gosh, we're going to put this thing in our mouths and it is safe. It is good for us, right? I mean, at least I grew up in that paradigm.
And it tastes good.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. You're not going to get sick from it. But that's not what we're finding out now. you know, genetically modified. What does that even mean, Kathy? What does genetically modified food mean?
Well, it means that scientists have messed with the genes and inserted certain, whether it's pesticides or proteins that make the crops grow the way that they want to and defend off certain pests. And we don't know how that's going to react in our body. You know, it's just never been researched. We just don't know the effects of that. So we're putting sort of, you know, frankenfoods into our bodies. And,
right.
And basically, you know, these large companies control the vast majority of the food supply in our country and the much of the world right now. So it's a pretty scary thing. But the good news is that we can choose what we eat. We can go to the supermarket and look for non-GMO foods. We can steer clear of animal foods. We can make these choices ourselves. And so I think that what's important is this grassroots shift, because the market is what rules everything. And so if the consumer is saying, no, thank you, we don't want this, the market will shift. If the consumer doesn't care and just keeps buying whatever is handed to us, then the market will keep going in that direction. It's really, again, it's up to us to make this shift. And it takes a little effort. You know, it takes a little detective work. It takes a little commitment, a little extra time, reading up on things, looking at labels, talking to our neighbors, you know, and what we are realizing, like what you said, is that now it's our responsibility. We realize that government agencies aren't necessarily looking out for us. You know, they're not, sometimes they do, and there's a certain, you know, amount of good that, of course, comes from them, but there's a whole financial interest that's tied into, those governmental groups. So we really can't depend on that anymore. We can't depend on necessarily corporations telling us the truth. We really have to do that work ourselves. And that is empowering. You know,
I love it.
It's a bit of a pain, but it's also empowering because we realize, you know, this is up to us.
Yeah, and the other thing I love about it is we let you do most of the work. That's why I love this conversation today, because there's somebody like you, Kathy, that is out in the world. You know, I said earlier, you're a mega spokesperson, you know, for the holistic approach to life, and especially around what we're talking about today, you know, around what we do with our bodies. And, you know, thank goodness for that. You know, the ease of this is that we can find out about you. That we can have a conversation. I want to just talk really quickly before we go to break. I want to talk about that, you know, right out of the gate, you know, the first day, right? Water, 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 water. Let's talk about how big this really is and why this is one of the most difficult things for people to do. What is up with that?
Well, you know, here's the thing. The book, The Lean, is about weight loss. So when you are trying to lose weight, to me, I think it's really important to do very simple things that have a big effect, because then you're going to gain a sense of momentum and like, okay, I can do this, and you're going to lean forward into the whole process. So one of the first things you can do, it's really important, is to drink 8 glasses of water a day, and this is a very, very powerful aid to weight loss. There was a very interesting study that was published in the journal Obesity that found that people who drink 2 cups of water before every main meal lost about 5 pounds of fat in 12 weeks, doing nothing else, just
if
they drank 2 cups of water before every main meal. So that's something called preloading in clinical circles, and it means that you're filling up your belly, and so there's literally just you're crowding out the room for more food. So if you can just drink water through the day and then drink those 2 cups before every main meal, you got 5 pounds of fat loss, not water loss, not but real fat loss in 12 weeks doing nothing else. So that's really important. I think the reason it's so hard is because we get addicted to these overly sweet or overly salty tastes in our mouth, like sodas and juices and things like that. So we have to just sort of force ourselves to drink a little bit of water, maybe first thing when we wake up. It wets your whistle. It gets the flow moving. It gets you to reduce the extra water retention. And it's just a habit. It's one of those things that, like anything else, it's a little bit hard at first, but once you start, it shows up really, really quickly in so far as your weight loss and the sense of health.
I love it. Kathy Freston joining me here today. The book is called Paperback Now, everybody. It's called The Lean, Revolutionary and Simple 30-Day Plan for Healthy, Lasting Weight Loss. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things that, you know, are right out of the gate. Are saying, you know, day one, and now day two. You know, what is it in the way that we eat, in this country at least, what is it about the way that we eat, the time of day, how much we eat, what is it about that that is completely taking our body and our sense of well-being off kilter? And if you think you're going to walk out of that door and you're not going to have something to eat for breakfast and then lunch, how does that affect what you're doing to your system? Stay tuned. We got lots to talk about right here on the Dr. Pat Show.
News. Opinion. Hear me. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. And like I said, if you want to find out more information about me, go to thedrpatshow.com. For more information about Kathy, go to kathyfresnan.com. And when you get to our website and Kathy's website, make sure you check us out on Facebook. We actually have started a Facebook contest for our listeners so that we can pay it forward and give a whole bunch of things away to you guys. We got some super stuff planned as we approach our 10th year anniversary. So actually, it's going to be 10 years on several of the networks. Voice America right here, it's on this network starting in September. And then in January of 14, KKNW, our flagship out of Seattle. Kathy, again, thank you for joining us. And, you know, I don't want to go through day by day in the book because I want to get back to talking about cheese and some of these other things. But mm-hmm. I did want to talk about day two because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes, and especially now, we're growing up and thinking on our way to work or on our way to wherever we're going in the morning, let's drive through and get that coffee and donut and call it a day. Mm. And I want to talk, or let's not drive through and let's just not eat until dinner.
Right.
Can you talk about this? Because day two is about breakfast. You could have picked a million other things for day two to have been about.
Yeah.
But you pick breakfast.
Well, that's what starts our day, and it's so, so incredibly important. And so day two, the thing that you're supposed to do, and then for every other day of the 30-day plan, is to eat a hearty, fiber-filled breakfast. And a lot of people think, I'm going to just skip breakfast. I'm not really hungry anyway because I might as well save the calories. But that's a big mistake because your body goes into starvation mode, and your body's already fasted overnight. You know, you haven't had any food. And so what's happening is your metabolism is slowing down, you know, you're meeting the demands of the day and you haven't had any food. And so the last thing you want to do if you want to lose weight and keep it off is to have a slow metabolism. You want to constantly stoke your metabolism. But the thing is, you want to make sure it's with fiber, because fiber is the one thing in all the medical literature, the one dietary component that's been most highly and consistently associated with long-term weight loss is fiber. And the reason for that is that it adds volume to foods and it causes your foods to be digested slowly, and it releases the sugar, the glucose, into your body very slowly and steadily. Whereas if you have that donut or that pastry or the bowl of cereal with just, like, you know, the refined flakes, it goes through your body really, it's like sugar that's just flying through your body. So it raises the insulin and you feel good for a minute and then you crash and then you want more. And so you're off on this roller coaster throughout the day. One thing I want to point out here is that fiber is only found in plant-based foods like whole grains, fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, things like that. It's not in any animal foods whatsoever. And animal foods, without all the fiber, has a lot of saturated fat and a lot of cholesterol in it. So we want to avoid cholesterol, we want to avoid saturated fat, and we want to get a lot of fiber. And so that means eating whole grains, fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, things like that. So it's really important to have a bowl of oatmeal with some blueberries or a nice piece of whole grain toast with some peanut butter or almond butter, and that's going to make you feel energized, but it's going to make you feel energized in a way that's stable, like that it keeps you going for the next few hours so you're not in this crazy up and down hunger cycle, and it's going to keep your metabolism stoked. So that's really important to start doing in the 30-day plan and then for the rest of the days throughout.
Awesome. All right. Now, for those of you out there, for you to figure out the rest of the days in here, we're gonna touch upon some of these, but for the most part, this is so booked. This, you know, Kathy's book, The Lean, is so well written and absolutely, you know, it is so beautiful in the way it gives you a step-by-step guide. At the end of 30 days, you know, let's talk about what's going to happen at the end of 30 days, just so folks know. You know, there is a goal to this book, and you take us on this journey to make these changes day by day. Mm-hmm. This is what I love about this book. You know, it's not just a book about do this, go there, do this, did you know? It's like on day one you do that, and day two you continue it, and then day two you do this. Tell us about what happens after 30 days for people.
And it's a cumulative thing, and that's why I really do like the leaning in philosophy. It's not on day one you're just going to cut out a bunch of stuff, which is most diets, you know, and then you're going to sort of white knuckle your way through it. You're leaning into these lifestyle changes and tweaks, and the things are generally pretty easy and doable, like adding in the water, adding in making sure you have a fiber-filled breakfast, adding in eating an apple a day, adding in 2 tablespoons of flax a day. Those things are great and easy steps because it's not going to make you feel like, oh, I'm so deprived, I can't have this or that. You're just crowding out the old habits. And at the end of the 30 days, your body chemistry is going to have changed so that you're not craving the things that you used to, that you're not on that blood sugar roller coaster. You will have lost a significant amount of weight. Interestingly, when you switch to this kind of eating within the first week, your weight starts to drop off. The second week, your blood pressure, your blood sugar go down. And by the third week, your cholesterol drops significantly. So you've got some really good weight loss, and you've got some really good health effects that are happening also. But one of the other things that happens is that your skin clears up because you're not getting a lot of those hormonal things from dairy and some of the meats that have hormones in them. And you're going to sleep really well, which is, for a lot of people, that's a big issue. It's very interesting how your sleep patterns change. A lot of the aches and pains in your body that you may have been experiencing will go away. So it's sort of an overall, again, holistic effect, because not only are you losing weight, your health gets better, but you're also feeling a sense of, I'm on target. I'm living in a way that my body was designed to live, and I'm feeling energized, and I'm feeling like I'm finally in the flow, like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's going to be, to me, that's the most exciting shift at the end of the 30 days.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, you're really clear in this book, and this is what I love about this, folks, is, you know, you're really clear about, you know, what we're used to. I remember reading something about breakfast, and, you know, you said eat breakfast, but you're not talking about a hard-boiled egg, grapefruit, dry toast, something like that, you said.
Yeah.
And you go on to say, you know, steel-cut oats. And for those of you that are listening that are gluten-free, there are ways to get gluten-free oats and other things out there. But also fruit. One of the things that comes up is, you know, look, I've cut out just about everything, but what is a good substitute for dairy? And that question comes up a lot. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah. Dairy is a big thing. And if you think about how nature intended the milk from a cow, mama, she is giving milk to her little calf so that that little calf puts on 1,000 pounds really quickly. So there's inherent growth hormones in that milk, right? As with any lactating mother, there are growth hormones in the milk. But for a cow, those growth hormones are designed to put on 1,000 pounds on that little creature very quickly, and for that creature to be very fat, docile, and slow. Well, we don't want to be fat, docile, and slow. We want to be lean and mean and quick on our feet. And we don't take the milk of our mothers after, you know, a very short period in our lives. And so it doesn't make sense that we would continue to drink the lactating milk from another creature, a very large, slow creature, after those formative years. So it just is one of those things that there's been so many studies done. Even when children, for instance, switch to low-fat or skim milk and away from whole milk, it turns out that they actually gained more milk than more weight if they had whole milk. And that's because once you take the fat out, you're left with lactose, which is basically sugar. So it's a smart thing to move away from milk, but there's so many great substitutes. There's almond milk, soy milk, rice milk, hemp milk, flax milk, oat milk. There's so many great things. I switch around a lot. I have soy creamer in my coffee because it's really nice and thick and it mixes up well. I love ice cream, so I just have ice cream that's made from, you know, soy milk or rice milk. It's unbelievably delicious. And there's so many great cheeses out there. I love one called Daya. I make my own pizza. It melts beautifully. I put some veggie sausage on it, some tomato sauce. So I enjoy all that cheesiness that I grew up loving because I'm a cheeseaholic. I just choose to have the cheese or the dairy or the milk that's not from a cow, that's more from a plant-based source. And so there's really no loss. And once again, it's if you just take that extra little minute and you go to your store and you investigate and you try some different ones, you're going to find one that you like, and then the switch is easy. You don't feel a sense of deprivation. Because you know what? We shouldn't go without cheese.
Cheese is
a wonderful thing. We should just opt for non-dairy cheese.
Yeah, I love it. We're going to take a short break when we come back. We're going to talk about love-hate relationships and kind of wrapping this up. What are some of the love-hate relationships that you have? Well, I can tell you one of mine, and that's coffee. Love to drink it and kind of hate what it does to my body sometimes. We're going to take a short break. We're going to get some information about, you know, some of the really cool things. And what about those superfoods? You know, is this become a fad? Or are they the real meal deal? Well, that's why I got Kathy Freston joining me here today. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Streaming live. the leader in Internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I just want to make a super announcement. I know you're hearing the promos that are running throughout the show. Beginning next Thursday, Chad, it's next Thursday, right? Beginning next Thursday, and it's the first Thursday in May. We want to just let everybody know we're not changing our time slot. We're staying in this time slot. We're just moving to the Empowerment Channel. That was something that my friends at Voice America helped work out for us. We're very excited about it. And, you know, it's going to be a new deal. I think I'm still going to be working with Chad. At least I'm pretty sure I am. So we're just going to be on a different channel. We're not changing the time. And so we're very, very happy about that. Kathy Freston joining us here today. You know, we're trying to get you some of the real important tidbits that she has in the Lean. And it's about, you know, making things change, leaning into something as opposed to, you know, going through the pain and suffering that we go through about change. And we touched upon cheese for a little bit. But let's talk about some of these love-hate relationships. One of them, you and I were talking about during the break, you know, which had to do with one of the love-hate relationships in my life, coffee. But I discovered something interesting about coffee. You know, let's talk about, you know, what your philosophy is about it. Because do you drink coffee? I mean, you know, we've become coffee people.
I love coffee. I love coffee. It makes me so happy. The idea that I get to wake up and have a nice steaming cup of hot coffee with some soy creamer in it makes me just jump out of bed. I'm so excited. So, you know, that's the thing about the Lean. You shouldn't feel like you're deprived of the things that you love. And if coffee is one of the things you love, there's a lot of studies that show that coffee is actually very good for you. And I know you have some great information on which coffee to get. But coffee can really prevent, it looks like, certain kinds of cancers. It can make you very mentally alert. It can increase your sense of happiness and fulfillment. It can make you exercise more efficiently and energetically. So there's a lot of good stuff about coffee. There's a lot of bad stuff about it. If it affects you and you've got, you know, hands that shake or your heart is palpitating, there are signs in your own body that should tell you whether or not you should drink coffee.
Well, you know, and this is really like a lot of the different things. Let's talk about a couple of other things. You know, love-hate. And I call this love-hate because, you know, it's not just about you as an individual. It's about what the market says about it, what our pop culture says about it. One of the foods that I'd love for you to touch upon real quick here is a food that had gotten such a bad rap. We completely cut it out of our system. And there are two of them really. One of them is oil and the other one is coconut. Mm-hmm. Coconut, we went through an era where, at least I did, where I grew up with coconut and then all of a sudden, you know, something happened and it's not good to eat coconut. Now we're back to, oh my gosh, if you're going to do anything, get coconut sugar, get coconut oil, okay, what's the real deal on coconut, Kathy?
Well, it's wonderful. Coconut water is fantastic. I put it in my smoothie all the time. It replaces those electrolytes you lose when you're working out. And it is very, very, very little sugar in there, but it gives you enough of a sweet taste that it can make a smoothie really delicious. You know, I am not an expert on coconut, so the whole idea of whether or not it's healthy, the oil or not, I will say it's a saturated fat. And there are a lot of heart doctors that would say saturated fat, no matter where it comes from, is not good for your arteries. But then there are other people who say it's antimicrobial and antibacterial. So I'm going to plead the fifth on this one.
Well, I think that's you and I are in the same camp on that. I'm going to plead the fifth. But I'm going to go back to something we talked about earlier. You know, it's interesting how much our body knows. You know, it's interesting how much we're drawn to. You know, earlier in the show, I said, hail to the kale. And you know what I mean by that is, you know, there are foods out there that you talk about in the book that really bring us to this place of never really feeling hungry again. There are grains we can talk about, which we did a little bit, but let's talk about this idea of vegetables and beans. And the rap that the vegetables and beans, or actually the vegan movement has gotten, has been around, oh my gosh, you know, if you go on a vegan diet, quote, you're not going to get enough protein. Let's talk about that myth. We have about a minute to do that, but I think it's worth talking about what some of the things are that get said that really aren't true.
Well, most people will say, where am I going to get my protein? If I'm eating a vegan diet or I'm eating more plant-based and not more animal foods, how am I going to get enough protein? And the truth is Americans get about twice as much protein as they actually should have, and that's very hard on the kidneys. And if it's animal-based protein, it's very hard on your heart and the arteries and the circulation that goes through your body. So protein's not an issue in our country. That would be an issue in countries of scarcity and deep poverty. Our issues in this country are heart disease and stroke and cancer and obesity and type 2 diabetes. All of those things are seriously affected by eating too many animal foods. So you get plenty of protein from beans, like lentils, black beans, chickpeas. You get it from whole grains like brown rice, tons of it from quinoa. There's broccoli actually has protein. You get a lot of it. Think about eggs. A lot of people have eggs for their protein. One egg only has 6 grams of protein in it. That's not that much. And if you're only eating the white, that's about half of the protein gone, so you're only getting about 3 grams of protein for an egg. And you get a whole lot of cholesterol from one egg, as much as an 8-ounce steak, right? Whereas if you have 1 cup of lentils, you're getting 18 grams of protein, plus all that fiber and all kinds of nutrients in there. So you get lots more protein from eating lentils or beans or something like that than you're going to be getting from animal foods that's laced with all the saturated fat and inflammatory protein. So it's called a protein package. So you want to get a healthy protein package where it's not so much saturated fat, not so much fat, no cholesterol, all those things. So you want to opt for the plant-based proteins, and you get plenty of it.
I love it. Kathy, thank you so much for joining me here today. Wow, we touched upon a couple of things in the book. This is an amazing, amazing invitation for all of us. Kathy Freston, the book is called The Lean Revolutionary and Simple 30-Day Plan for Healthy, Lasting Weight Loss. Kathy, thank you so very much.
And one last question.
Personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Just lean into the shift. Lean in. You don't have to go full force. Just start moving in the direction of healthy weight loss.
I love it. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Go to KathyFreston.com for lots more information. Get yourself a copy of the book. And remember, next time, folks, we are going to be out of the Empowerment Channel, but still right here at 8 a.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.